Well, this morning we're going to talk dancing with Curtis Ulrich, who's with us this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Jim.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Now, Curtis is one of the organizers of an event coming up this weekend, this Saturday evening at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic that'll get people putting their dancing shoes on, right?
Certainly. We'll be having our second big band dance of the summer.
Talk about this, the big band dance. How did this ever get started in the first place?
It was actually about 3 years ago now. A friend and I, Jake Arbach, who is very into ballroom dancing, decided that we wanted to just put on a dance with some of our musical friends and invite the community out. It gives the band a chance to play, and it gives people in the community a chance to enjoy the music and dance. So we just organized one for fun.
And it turned out, worked out pretty well for you.
It did. I was actually really pleased with the first dance. We had well over 100 people, and we've had at least that many at every dance since then.
How often do you have them now?
2 to 3 times a year, generally. 4 if we're lucky. The problem is that most of the band, who are all volunteers, are at college now. So we have to find a time when everybody can make it back to Atlantic so we can have a full band.
Well, who is the band?
Oh, the band. We have about 20 people in the band, and I'll tell you, it changes a little bit from time to time. We have several high schoolers in it, and almost everybody's connected to Atlantic High School in one way or another, whether they're the band director there. Jared O'Donnell and his wife, Leah O'Donnell, both play in the band. Leah's the director of the middle school, and we have alumni like Devin Jacobson, Tyler Christofferson, Sydney Hayes. The list is going to get pretty long if I list everybody that's played, and current students, Mike and Tom Stinn, Eric Renner, for instance.
But a lot of these folks are younger folks, correct?
Yes. Pretty much everybody is college age or younger, but we do have some of the community members at large that play.
You bet.
As well.
Well, now, some folks might think this a little bit odd because you've got a lot of young people involved here, and this is a big band dance. You don't necessarily associate big band music with the younger generation.
That's true, but a lot of us still think the music is really good. And, of course, local favorite Glenn Miller, we play a lot of his charts. And everybody's had experience with the music, and we really just enjoy playing, and this is a really good outlet for the musical abilities of the people in the community.
Well, the music is a big part of the night, and how do you come up with your playlist and things? Is it something, do you get input from other folks at the last dance, or do you guys just kind of work on some different things?
We always get a few requests, and I do my best to try and find the charts that people are asking for. About half the time I'm able to find them, so we welcome that. But we have a standard set of charts that we have played in the past, that I found through various sources, some through the high school, some through just searching. I've listened to a lot of big band in the course of trying to find appropriate music, and we've come up with a pretty good list, which is the full list of what we play is actually available on our website, which is popcornbutton.org, if people are interested in seeing that.
Okay, that's the name of the group, Popcorn Button, and you have that place for folks to go, and they can kind of check things out a little bit. Now, the music is part of the night. Of course, it's a big part. Without music, you don't have dancing, but dancing is the other part, and I know you've offered lessons in the past and an opportunity for folks to kind of work some of the rust out. Going to do that again?
Yes, from 7:30 to 8 during the event, Pam and Jake Arbach will be teaching some basic steps to introduce people to the waltz, polka, two-step, and the East Coast swing.
Have people been taking advantage of those lessons?
People have, yes. We usually have about 30 people per time that take advantage of it. I wish that we could get more people out because we have a good chunk of our audience likes to just listen, which is okay too. But I like people to get onto the dance floor and just really enjoy the big band experience.
I suppose that's why they call it a dance, right? Well, let's talk a little bit about what will happen that night. What will the evening look like on Saturday?
Well, we'll start off at 7 p.m. at the Community Center, which is at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. And we'll have the stage set up and ready to go with the full band playing. We'll start off with just a half hour of music to get people warmed up and ready to go, let the crowd filter in a little bit, and then Jake and Pam will take over and teach everybody that's willing to learn a few of the basic steps. And then we'll finish off the night with a couple hours of big band tunes so people can dance and listen.
Okay. Chance for folks to try out those steps. Are Jake and Pam, is it pretty easy to follow along? I mean, it would seem a little bit intimidating maybe for someone who doesn't dance, hasn't taken lessons before, to kind of step up in front of a bunch of folks and have to maybe kind of learn a few basic steps. Is it pretty easy for folks to catch on?
Yeah, I'd say it is. I was in the same boat. I'd actually done almost no dancing prior to the first big band dance that we put on, to be honest, because I'd always played in the band before. But we took an opportunity to actually teach the lessons at the dance. I myself was able to learn some basic steps, and I picked it up just fine, so it can't be too hard.
What, you're not that light of foot?
Sometimes, but it can be tricky.
Well, it's tough when you've played in the band all your life to really get out there and learn how to cut a rug up like that, too. So it's kind of nice for folks to get that opportunity. Do you see a lot of the same faces time after time at the dances?
We do. We have a lot of regulars that come out, but I'm always excited to see new faces in the crowd as well.
Well, we'd like to see that, too. What's the cost for the event?
Absolutely free. We do take free will donations just to help cover the costs we do have for the event. Things like keeping the music library updated, rental fees, etc. But I'm completely free to come and enjoy.
Okay. The donation is if they would like to do that. Otherwise, the event is free at the door. Now, will there be food and drink there available, too?
The bar will be open, which is standard fare for the community center. And we'll also have some sort of snacks. I believe cake this time, actually.
Okay. Very good. Well, when you put something like this together, you say you do it a couple, two, maybe three, four times a year if you can. Is it pretty easy to put these things together? I mean, you're asking folks to come together as a band from a number of different locations. Is it pretty easy to kind of find dates and to get everybody to agree to show up?
Sometimes it's tricky. This summer we've actually had a little bit more trouble just because several of our members have really busy weekends, to be honest. Jake has only had one or two weekends all summer when he's in town. Otherwise, he's off at camps and other things. So it can be tricky, but it's always worth it to get everything lined up.
Well, it's got to be kind of nice, you know. Gee whiz, you spend all those years in school, you know, learning how to master an instrument and being a part of a band like that and doing those things. And, you know, sometimes those instruments, when folks graduate from high school, just kind of get put in the closet or they get sold. And, you know, you never really think much about it. You go on with the rest of your life. It's kind of nice to be able to get out and still practice and still work on that craft.
Oh, I definitely agree. I think that volunteer bands and community bands are a really good outlet for people that don't do music professionally to just keep in tune with everything.
Well, isn't that kind of the whole purpose of getting involved in something like that in school, is learning more about it because it's something that you really can do the rest of your life?
Yeah, for sure. Playing music is something that you can do for longer than you could ever keep walking. And you'd think that dancing also is very good. You can keep doing that into your golden years.
So you're doing a community service then by getting people up and on their feet, right?
That's the goal.
All right, very good. Again, that's coming up this Saturday. Curtis, give them the details one more time.
We'll be at the Community Center in Atlantic tonight, which is at 805 West 10th Street, from 7 to 10 p.m. We'll be having free dance lessons from 7:30 to 8 and music playing with a live band for the rest of the time.
Very good. Nothing like live music. That's this Saturday, June 23rd at the Cass County Community Center. Everyone is welcome, and they hope you all come out and have a great time. Well, Curtis, thanks a lot for doing this, and thanks to the rest of the band members, too, for getting together like this just to go out and have some fun, not to earn much of a profit at all. So it's a good time for them, too. I'm sure they love to see a lot of smiling faces.
Certainly. Thank you very much, Jim.